The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is always strongly advised. Good evening and welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live this evening, send her an email, instudio101@gmail.com. And now, your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you very much, Gary, and welcome everyone to Down the Garden Path. Thank you for joining us this evening. As usual, my goal for the evening and for every show is to provide down-to-earth practical advice for garden, your garden, plants, and all things landscaping. And every week, I say that every week, and I think to myself, you know, that umbrella of all things landscaping is a huge umbrella. And I think I've offered, you know, especially in the last few months, a really nice variety of topics that fall under landscaping.
Absolutely.
And in gardening and that type of thing. I know we've had a farmer florist, Melanie, on. We had Kylie on last week to talk about monarch butterflies. And I'm really looking forward to tonight's show. So even though it's a large umbrella, we are talking about a local program tonight called about Whippies in Bloom. But even though it's a local program, I'm sure there is something like it in your community. So there are lots, for all our listeners out there, there are local community-based programs much like this one. So I'm really looking forward to talking about that topic tonight, and I hope everyone else will enjoy it as well. My guest is Sue Green, and Sue is an avid gardening enthusiast with a large garden in Port Whitby. Sue Green is pleased to be the chair of the Whitby and Bloom Committee since 2007. This committee of council for the town of Whitby is dedicated to fostering civic pride, environmental awareness, and beautification through community participation and education. Sue is also a founding member of the Doors Open Whitby event, which celebrates heritage in Whitby, a member of the Whitby Community Arts Project, and a board member for Distress Center Durham. And welcome to the show, Sue.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here, even though my voice is a little hoarse today, but I'm going to just power on through.
That's right, and mine is a little as well, so we're both going to power on through.
Oh, we are.
So the Whippy, as I was saying when I opened the show, that even though we're talking about a very local program or a local committee, there are communities all over that have something similar. But I think as much as I've gotten to learn about this program in the last few days, I think it is a little different. So I'm just going to read a little bit more about it, and then we can talk some more. So the Whippy and Bloom Committee focuses on civic beautification programs that promote environmental responsibility and civic pride. Whippy and Bloom was originally based on the Communities in Bloom program, and it is largely successful because of the dedicated efforts of community volunteers and the participation of Whitby residents. But it has really evolved over time, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we did start off as focusing on the Communities in Bloom program that's across Canada, actually, and found that very exciting. That program, as we entered their competition, we started to understand better of what else we could do within the community. So it's become quite broad now.
Okay.
So the communities in Bloom have a number of categories that they want you to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So like tidiness.
Oh, okay.
Heritage, forestry, the urban forest, landscape, floral, and just pretty much environmental
know,
factors. So we took those categories and kind of developed our committee, which is a committee of council. So we do have a council member from the Whitby Council sitting on our committee. And so everything is documented and relayed back to the mayor and council. And so we kind of developed a program around many of those things that I just mentioned.
Right.
Now, Sue, this is Gary coming in again.
Well, hello.
Hello. And we are, for some reason, losing your phone signal. I think it's a battery or something going on over on that end. Is it possible that we may call you back?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. I do have an alternative number here, so could I call you on that number?
Yeah, that would be the cell phone.
Okay, so we'll call you right back, and we'll continue on with the interview here, all right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. We'll call you in just a moment. Thank you. Okay, so, folks, you are listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw.
I'm still here.
You're still here. So yes. Go ahead, Joanne. You take it from there, and
okay,
we'll be right back
be
with
right
your
back.
Guest.
Excellent. Well, I do want to highlight, so Sue was talking, and I know it was cutting out a little bit there. So it's not like it's an independent, that's something I've learned in talking with Sue the last couple of days. It is not an independent group or an independent committee that's out doing all these things in the city of Whitby, or the town of Whitby. It is actually really affiliated, a committee of council for the town of Whitby. So one of the council members from the town sits on their committee, and they're very closely related to working with the city. And I think that's wonderful, and that's probably why they've been so productive. So I think, if our listeners are out there and you have something, I know I'm from Pickering, and we have a Pickering and Blooms program, and it's very, even though the titles are similar, it's a very different program. And Gary was, we're based here in Oshawa, and Gary was telling me a little bit about the Oshawa one. So wherever you are, even if you're not in Durham region, there often is a Community in Blooms program. Welcome back, Sue.
Hello.
We're back on, and that's much clearer. I don't know what happened. Our little test before was good, but that's all right.
Okay.
So well. I was highlighting to our listeners how you are really in partner with the city. Like, you're not like a standalone committee working on your own. How important it is to have that great working relationship with the town of Whitby.
Oh, absolutely. And with that comes some funding, which is helpful, because it's hard to do activities with no money, and having to raise. So we don't need to raise funds, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, excellent. And the name is deceiving. I was saying how, it being Whitby and Blooms, it's not all about the flower. I think all of our, and even Pickering and Bloom program that I mentioned, it's a very different, even though the names are similar, it's a very different program as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So ours, say with Civic Pride,
yes,
as part of our mandate, we partner with the Whitby Arts Project, and this past September, I think it was 10 bell boxes were,
yeah,
a bell box.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
They were painted by local artists.
Oh.
And so all around town, we have this exciting piece of art,
mm-hmm,
that used to be a bit of an eyesore, frankly.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that particular committee does, which is also part of what the mandate would be for beautification,
right,
we would call that.
Okay.
So, and then the other thing that we helped implement with the town of Whitby would be the Doors Open event, which is part of Ontario Heritage Trust. And Toronto has a big one. I think it's coming up soon.
Yes.
And we just had ours on Saturday, and we had an amazing turnout. And that celebrates the heritage part, which we can all identify with, too.
Right.
And then, of course, we'll go into, like, a garden tour, and we do that as well. So that's all part of kind of civic pride, celebrating what we have.
Yeah, for sure, especially in the community, right? All the community buildings. So to have something that really promotes the community event aspect, I think, is local, right? Local versus driving into the See Toronto's Doors Open event. You know, you get to see homes and heritage buildings that are right in your backyard.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And we've got some amazing ones here in the town of Whitby.
We do. We do. Are there any upcoming new projects in the works that you can tell us about?
Well, we are encouraging people. This is the first year we've done this, to buy rain barrels.
Oh, okay.
And as you and I know, rainwater is the most beneficial water for our plants, and especially our pots. If we just even, you know, our floral pots, if we can only get them watered by our rainwater rather than some cold chlorinated water coming out of the hose.
So, right.
We're trying to, and it saves the town, too, you know, in terms of having to supply water for everybody just doing their watering. So so this year, we're partnering with rainbarrels.ca. And if you go online, you can go to rainbarrels.ca/Brooklyn. And for $55, a rain barrel will be delivered.
Ooh, delivered.
I believe it's delivered to one site.
So okay.
It's going to be delivered to Grass Park in Brooklyn. And I believe it's May the 29th, if that's the last Saturday of May. And we're and $10 will go to a local food bank. And the rest of it will pay for the rain barrel itself. So we're really trying to encourage people to use rainwater and collect it.
Okay. And that would fall under the environmental awareness umbrella that...
It would be,
excellent, excellent.
Yes.
And
we also, Compost Day was actually just last Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. And Durham Region gives out compost. They may do that in Pickering.
They do. They did it on Saturday as well.
Well, they did it twice, you know, two different places one day. But what a great way to get compost. So we go and give out information about how to use the compost, and we meet and greet people as they're driving in. And we have a long lineup to get your compost here in Whitby. So we work with that.
Okay.
And then I guess another thing that we do is we partner with the Whitby Ajax Community Gardens.
Okay.
Now, that's on Lake Ridge up at Highway 7. And although they are independent, we have featured them on our garden tour for 2 years in a row. And we encourage them by giving them any help that we can.
Okay.
So these are plots that are rented out to Whitby Ajax residents. And whatever they grow, they have to give a small portion to the food bank.
Okay.
And it's just getting people out and enjoying gardening.
Excellent. And learning. And so primarily, community gardens tend to do vegetables.
Mostly they do. But some, well, as we know, the bee population is declining and everybody's being encouraged to put out some flowers and some for hummingbirds and the bees and just for all the insects as well.
Yes.
So, you know, they can put whatever they want in their plot. But then there's a number of plots that have not been rented out, and you have to give some of your time, X number of hours a week, for tending the vegetables in that plot.
Oh.
And those vegetables will directly go to the food bank.
Oh, that's
in
wonderful.
The Durham region.
That is wonderful. Well, that's great.
We're kind of excited about a number of the
different programs that fall under that environmental awareness. Just to jump back to the rain barrels, so I'm sure our listeners know that you're right. Why give the plants the chlorinated and fluoride treated water when they can have the rainwater? But it also helps with the town, like, you know, that's less water that goes into the sewer system, right? So if everybody does their part. Yep. In having a rain barrel. And I know a lot of my clients have, you know, water issues, or there's always a downspout that's a bit of an issue. And, when I go to their homes, they're like, I don't know why this area is always mossy, or, the water washes away whatever I plant there. So rain barrels are definitely can be, environmentally conscious thing, but they also can be practical in some situations, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's something to definitely consider. So I hope, encourage our listeners to check out rainbarrels.ca /Brooklyn.
Yes.
And I think that's a great thing that you give back to the food bank as well. So I think that is great.
One more thing about rainwater is that it's at the same temperature as it would come as though it was out of the sky versus what comes out of our hoses can often quite shock the plants.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes hot, right? Sometimes when you leave the hose out, we all remember that because when we grew up as kids, we would drink out of the hose, right? I know my kids would never think of doing that now, but you can remember when you first turned it on, it was like, oh, well, this is hot water.
Yeah, but that doesn't last too long, and then it becomes very,
very
cold.
Very cold. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we have lots more to talk about tonight, and I'm really thanking you for joining us to talk about everything that the Whitby and Blooms program is doing. So we'll pause for a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Great.
Right here on Reality 101. Life is a maze, and love is a riddle. I don't know where to go. Can't do it alone. I've tried, and I don't know why.
When you visit Peacock Lumber, you will step back in time to a place where purchasing wood products was simple, efficient, and pleasant. In our office, you can view our large selection of moldings and receive advice from knowledgeable sales staff. Once you have decided on your order, you can pick up your materials in our drive-through yard or utilize our delivery service. For pickups, take your vehicle out to our traditional lumber yard, where someone is always there to assist you. If you are accustomed to purchasing wood products at a box store, you will be impressed by the variety, selection, and quality of products that we offer, and the ease in which you get your vehicle loaded and get you on your way. Peacock Lumber is conveniently located on 8 acres in central Oshawa. It was started in 1939 by Victor Peacock and remains family-owned and operated. If you need quality wood products for your renovation, please call us at 905-725-4744. That's 905-725-4744. Or for a full list of products and prices, go to www.peacocklumber.ca. Come to Peacock Lumber first to get the price, selection, quality, and service that you expect.
Faith, family, friends. At Armstrong Funeral Home, we are here to honor those elements of your life that you cherish the most. Faith, family, and friends. Armstrong Funeral Home, serving the Oshawa community since 1930. Centrally located at 124 King Street East in Oshawa. Call 905-433-4711 or visit us online at armstrongfuneralhome.net. Contact us to discuss your funeral arrangements, church celebration, cremation, or burial. Armstrong Funeral Home, remembering the journey.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised.
Come on!
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send Joanne an email right now, instudio101@gmail.com. And now, back to your host, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome back. You are listening to Down the Garden Path here on Reality 101. My guest for the evening is Sue Green with the Whippy, from the Whippy in Blooms Committee here in Whippy. Welcome back, Sue.
Thank you.
So I did want to mention the website. So that we talked a little bit about the rain barrels. So there is a direct link on the Whippy in Bloom website as well for the rain barrels. Yeah, so our listeners can go right there if they wanted to click. Instead of type, they can go there and find out more details about the rain barrel.
So that would be whitby.ca/Whippy in Bloom?
Correct. That's right.
Good.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about, you kind of have four pillars, I kind of think of it, when you mentioned the civic pride, environmental awareness. So your third one is, I think, one of the bigger ones and maybe the most well-known, or maybe not, but it would be the beautification through community participation. So that's a bit of a title there. But why don't you tell me a little bit about that program or that aspect of the program?
Well, I suppose the biggest item would be our garden tour.
Yes.
And that happens this year, Saturday, July the 16th.
Okay.
So, as you know, and maybe many of the listeners know, perfect time for daylilies.
Yeah.
So, the garden can be stunning then. It can also be very hot. We could have no grass, but each summer's different, isn't it?
It is.
So what it is, it's a free event, and it's from 10 until 4, so anybody can come to it, and which is great. You don't have to be a resident of Whippy.
Okay.
We do collect food for the food bank. We want to be very conscious of those that don't have enough, so we do have a drop depot at every site.
Okay.
So we have approximately 10 sites or gardens that you can go and visit. And you just go at your own leisure. So you drive around from one to the other. So they can vary from, well, there's one 10-acre garden this year, which is huge, and it's pretty amazing. It is in the country, obviously. But it has a wide variety of specimen trees and perennials and 250 daylilies. So, you know, things are pretty exciting for that location. But then there's numerous other locations, including one that is so small. Hello?
Hi, we're here.
Oh, good. Yep. We're still there. Something was buzzing. So one is very small. It's they have no grass. They don't need a lawnmower, and so it's a townhouse.
Okay.
And so it shows people what you can do.
Excellent.
On a very small piece of property.
Yeah.
So and then another feature that we have is St. John's Anglican Church is also having. This is their first year for a community garden.
Okay.
And so we're featuring that garden.
Oh,
another place is Durham Center for Food,
okay,
which is at Champlain, which is near the 401 and Sixon Road. And they grow all the vegetables to have at their Bistro 67.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's part of Durham College, right? Is that part of Durham College? Excellent.
Yes. So they're on this year as well.
Oh,
so
that's a
great
idea.
Every year we try to mix it up and have something quite different. We never have the same gardens year after year.
Perfect. I think that's the way to go. I really do. I think especially because you've got 10 and you said the variety of sizes. I think that's really good. And a mix of residential. So some of those are actual residential and then you've got a few more public type spaces.
Yes. Country and town. So
yeah.
Both.
Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I think it's fabulous that it's free. I was going to ask, took away my question of asking about how do we get tickets and how much are the tickets?
Well, because it's a town endeavor, because I said we did have some financing from the town, so mm-hmm. we're able to advertise it and put the brochure together. And basically, the town does not want to raise money. Like, it's kind of against their mandate.
Okay.
So, thus, we just slip the food for the needy in mm-hmm. there. So, it's not a fee, but it would be nice if people would be generous.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's a nice thing to do and to give back.
Yes.
And also, so the actual homeowners, they kind of get their garden ready every year.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Big job,
for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So, you know, some of the homes are professionally landscaped. Mm-hmm. And I've always been of the opinion that if people want to put their money into professional landscaping, and then I celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other homes are kind of eclectic, and it's home gardener, and they do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a variety of both.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I have to say I lean towards the professional myself, being one of those professionals. I'm a little biased, though.
Think you might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was saying to you, just because, well, I always say to my customers or my clients that just because I design it doesn't mean you need to do it.
Right.
And that it's their garden, you know, yeah. You know, even though I've suggested, us, you know, this plant or over that plant or, you know, mm-hmm. it's really most clients, you know, will do something that there is their own, or they'll ask me to put something that they want in it. So there's a lot. I think a garden is just an expression of, you know, lots of people have memories, you know, memories of their grandmother's peonies or grandmother's roses. There's pretty personal. So it's just to have it professionally done without having that incorporated in it, or having it professionally done and you can still have that incorporated in it, I think is a good thing. So yeah.
Plants can be so meaningful to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll have people walk through my garden, and I'm very big with dahlias. I do love dahlias. And I had one lady walk through, she's a neighbor, and she always was in tears because she remembered her mom growing dahlias,
mm-hmm.
and her mom has passed away. And
mm-hmm.
so you get really attached to certain kinds of trees or shrubs or flowers. And I think you're right. Everyone puts their own stamp on their garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I know how much people enjoy, you know, after all that hard work, they enjoy sharing it with others, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's a wonderful opportunity. And it helps encourage. So it kind of ties in with community, like just having everybody keep their yards looking good. And
yeah.
And, you know, visiting the public gardens as well and supporting that.
Oh, yes, we do feature those.
Yes.
Periodically.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, do some people still think that it's a competition? Or I know that's what we struggle with a bit in Pickering, mm-hmm. that it's, you know, it's not, it's more, in Pickering we have more of a mentoring program to help,
yes.
you know, gardeners, to give them some tips. Yeah, to give
mm-hmm.
them some tips and things like that. But it's not really a competition. So did you and Whitby have that same little bit of a struggle?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because that's the way we started out.
Mm.
With a competition, and you could get anywhere up to 5 blooms.
Ah.
And so if you got 5 blooms, you got to go to a little dinner and get awarded. We would take a patio stone, a nice six-sided patio stone, and we would, you know, put the date on it
mm-hmm.
and say Whitby in bloom, 5 bloom winner, which was great. Except what would happen is, perhaps the next year, the people who judged that garden the second year might be different,
mm.
and they may not have the same opinion that that was a 5-bloom garden. So they get 4 blooms, which is an honorable mention, which is still very good,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't get that kind of recognition with this stone and the little dinner and... Oh, boy,
mm-hmm.
some people were quite irate.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, we don't need this kind of hassle. We don't want people competing.
Yes.
I mean, we want to celebrate what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear a story about some dear, sweet little lady, elderly, and
you know, she just put in some annuals around her little apartment, you know, and she was on the main level, mm-hmm. and so she was doing it outside. And you know what? We have to celebrate that,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it wasn't as awesome as somebody who gets, you know, 5 blooms.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure
so
our listeners.
Transition.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure our listeners who are in different community programs like this have been through similar situations. So it's always good to hear how other people are handling it. And I think the way you've done it, where it's 10 gardens and they're different every year, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think that's really uh-huh. good. And do you have volunteers posted at each garden directing people, or is it really an independent tour?
No, there would be volunteers there to meet and greet you. And, you know, if the foodstuffs, the canned goods come in or something,
right.
you know, take them and put them in the basket. And we do work closely with the master gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the garden sites, the owners will ask if a master gardener could be on site.
And okay.
So we have a good relationship with them. And I believe that Durham College is going to have some master gardeners there.
Oh, excellent.
And that'll all be food
yeah.
and some significant orchard trees, mostly apples.
Okay.
They have quite a good selection of apple trees. So,
okay.
So I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So, yes, we do have volunteers.
Yeah.
So it's quite a network of people that are community-minded that will join us, whether they're, you know, avid gardeners or not. We mm-hmm. don't really mind.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Now, obviously, the gardens for this year have been chosen, like you mentioned a
yes,
few of them.
They have.
So, but you're already looking for gardens for next year.
Well, we are, because pictures are always a hard thing to get.
Ah.
You know, people have to go into their archives to find a nice picture, because when we engage them, if we engage them in February, well, it's a little hard to see that garden. So you're right.
Yes.
The more that we can get earlier is much better. So it's always the third Saturday
okay.
of July. And so, you know, I'm not sure what it might be, the 15th next
yeah,
year. Or
yeah, something
the
like
17th,
that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So should, if somebody is interested in participating next year and having their garden part of it, that's something that they can contact somebody now?
They can.
Excellent.
Yeah. And we can go out and look at their garden, not right now, but shortly.
Yeah.
So they could call the town of Whitby
okay.
and ask for Sue Estrella,
excellent.
I guess.
Okay.
Or just community and marketing service. Just ask this switchboard, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll direct you to
yeah.
the right place.
Perfect. And like you said, that's good to encourage that, because it's much easier for the committee to look at your garden now in the summer versus
mm-hmm.
in February, right, when you start all the planning. So so
mm-hmm.
if you're thinking about it, if you're in Whitby, if you're thinking about it, then think about making contact with the Whitby and Blooms committee. If you're still not sure, then at least get out there and take lots of good pictures, right?
Right.
So that you can, when you decide in February that you are going to go for it, that you have some pictures to show. So that is good. So when
yeah.
you are looking at new gardens, it sounds like your mix for this year is pretty eclectic. Is there some
yeah.
specific criteria that you're looking for?
Well, we are looking for different things.
Okay.
So even a sculpture might that's centrally placed in the garden
mm-hmm.
might be of interest, but they have to be tidy and kind of a little up to date.
Yeah,
you know
yep.
what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an English country garden to me is always up to
yes.
date.
Yes,
yeah. You stroll along and it's so interesting everywhere you turn. So we just I wouldn't say there's a criteria.
Yeah, that sounds very stringent, doesn't it? I couldn't think of a better word for it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
It just has to be nice and that people would want to visit it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be small. A lot of the Brooklyn Horticultural Society folks have been on tour, and this year three of them are on tour.
Wonderful.
They're members of the Brooklyn Horticultural Society. So we do work closely with them
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, which brings me to my next question. So I would think that the Horticultural Society and like you mentioned, the Master Garden programs would be very helpful and very beneficial to your committee. There's probably, you probably have members that, you know, do both type of thing.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do, actually. They run ragged.
Yes.
Well, not necessarily, but...
Just this time of year, right?
Well, I find that people that volunteer for a committee of council, like Whitby and Bloom, are people that like to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So then they join the Brooklyn Horticultural Society, and before you know it, they're volunteering there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're great because they're a liaison between our committee, Whitby and Bloom, which is a town committee, and Brooklyn Hort, which is Horticultural Society, which is definitely independent.
Yeah, and a community, again, a community. So I think that's great, too, because then the community concerns, you know, they have kind of a natural flow to raising issues that you might be able to bring to Whitby Council, correct?
Yes,
So,
and a couple of those have come up this year, too.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So if there are beginner gardeners out there that are just looking to kind of get their feet wet, then probably starting off with the horticultural societies and learning more about the master garden programs are probably good ways to start. And who knows, they may end up on your council committee.
Yes. Well, it has to be elected.
Okay.
You have to apply.
Excellent.
For the Whitby and Bloom one. So obviously, if you're on already, generally, if you put your name in again, pretty much accepted. But when it comes down to people leaving the committee and there's some openings, because it does happen every four years, right around election time, then we look for people that might be master gardeners.
I see.
Might have some experience in gardening that they could bring things to the table.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I've been racking my brain thinking of some of my clients, past design clients that are in Whitby that I could see if we could convince them for next year. So so I'm going to work on that this season. So so why don't we pause right there? And I've been really enjoying talking about the Whitby and Blooms program with Sue Green. And we will be right back on Reality Radio 101.
Looking for that very unique and personal gift? Then look no further. At Pamper Me Organically, we have that very special gift for that very special person in your life. Pamper Me Organically is a Canadian-owned and operated company that specializes and sells organic bath and beauty products. Come in and visit us locally in the Pickering Village Courtyard in Pickering, Ontario, or visit our website at www.pampermeorganically.com. We ship worldwide for all of your online purchases. Call us at 416-629-1952. That's 416-629-1952. Remember, at Pamper Me Organically, we never sell any product that contains harmful chemicals, fragrances, colorants, or animal ingredients. We are Pamper Me Organically, where you always get great products at a great price. Are you currently looking for home, automobile, business, or life insurance and live in the Durham, Ontario region, but you are just not sure where or who to turn to? Relax. The answer is WO Insurance Brokers. WO Insurance Brokers offers personalized service with very competitive rates. And we also offer monthly payment plans, making your insurance needs less stressful. And we guarantee we will be there to support you at the time of your claim. Policy discounts are also available. So what are you waiting for now? Call WO Insurance Brokers at 905-436-9090 or 855-358-9090. Visit our website at www.woinsurancebrokers.com for more information. Remember, when you need a caring and professional insurance brokerage, WO is for you. At WO Insurance Brokerage, we are your hometown broker. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send Joanne an email right now, in studio 101 at gmail.com. Heaven for heartache, love for lust, search for redemption. And now, right back to Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path here on Reality Radio 101. My guest once again is Sue Green, who is the chair of the Whitby and Blooms Committee, which is a committee of council for the town of Whitby. Welcome back, Sue.
Well, thank you.
So I know we were talking a little bit about the garden tour. So I did want to note also on the website. So if people are wondering, what other gardens have been on the tour in the past, there are some photos on the website.
Correct.
So I think that's a helpful way for people to kind of look at what level of, expectation, because everybody, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? So
right.
I think visually that really is a big help. So
yes.
I hope our listeners check out the whitby.ca/whitbyinblooms, and you'll see the link to some of the photos from the last few years.
And we will be having shortly, shortly meaning probably June, the program the tour that we'll have this year.
Okay.
So those pictures will be on and the write-ups about the garden.
Okay.
It isn't quite done yet.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's still early. Nobody's,
I know.
It's definitely, and the gardens are a little bit behind, so we're hoping they're going to catch up, right?
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, they had such promise earlier. Something happened.
Do you provide like a little map?
We do.
You do. Okay.
Yes.
And is it
yes.
just from the website, or are there little maps, found in different places around Whitby?
Oh no, we'll have a number printed, and
okay.
you can pick them up at the library, at town hall, any public place.
Okay.
We try and distribute them.
Yeah.
And we send out and like Brooklyn Hort will send out an invitation.
Right.
And through their membership.
Excellent, excellent. So it will be promoted. So that's great.
It will.
So our listeners can look for that. This recording of our show that kind of talks about it will also be available on my website, and you can link to that as well, possibly. And so that if people have any more questions or wondering about it, then that's always helpful too.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So as far as the umbrella of things that your wonderful committee cover, the last is, and not least, of course, is education, because want to keep bringing up those new gardeners, right?
It is. Yes, we do. We want to encourage children. So we try and encourage through the schools during Environmental Awareness mm-hmm. Week,
Yeah.
And so schools are encouraged to participate, get outside and garden. And then we also have seminars, more for the adults, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with Brooklyn Horticultural Society, and we virtually have the three seminars in March, April, and May.
Okay.
Are sponsored by Whitby and Bloom, but they're at the location that the Brooklyn Horticultural Society meets,
okay.
and it really is their meeting, you see.
Ah.
So we found that by doing them on our own, even though we may have had high-profile speaker, people didn't seem to get it. They didn't seem to get the information
mm-hmm.
that there was a free seminar that Whitby and Bloom was putting on. So now we work with Brooklyn Hort. Brooklyn Hort is thrilled to death because we're able to afford a little different speakers
mm-hmm.
and bring them from a little farther away. So in March, we had Mark Cullen. And in March, April, then we had Paul Zammit.
Uh-huh.
And he's from the Toronto Botanical Society. And in May, it would be May the 25th.
Okay.
Vicki Taylor-Scott is coming. and she's going to talk about container gardening.
Excellent.
And I find that really exciting because I like to create my own containers.
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
Oh,
and
yes.
I primarily, as I've mentioned many times on the show, I primarily have vegetables in containers.
Nice.
Yeah. So I mean, with varied success, it's still one of my weak points in my gardening expertise. And we've had a few gardeners, vegetable gardeners on the show that have given me some pointers, but I do love doing containers. And although I'm an outside the box person, I tend to use a lot of shrubs and perennials in my containers,
nice.
You know, and kind of do things a little differently. But you know, you still need some annuals in there every once in a while for that long bloom, right?
Yep. Yep,
so
you do.
Yeah. So it'd be definitely interesting to see what Vicki Taylor Scott has to say. So that's great.
Indeed. It would be at 7:30 at Brooklyn United Church.
Okay.
And it is free again, but we do encourage people to bring some canned goods for the Whitby Food Bank.
Okay.
And we've had a great success with this, and it's a great partnership with Brooklyn Hort.
Excellent, excellent. And you're right, it helps to have, like you said, you had Mark Cullen and Paul Zammit, who I've seen Paul a number of times, and he's so dynamic, and he's spoken at the Pickering Society before too, and he is so dynamic that and for him to come all the way from the Toronto Botanical Gardens, it's worth the trip, right, to see him speak. So
he was
excellent.
Excellent speakers this year,
that's
great.
Now, do you offer any fall seminars as well?
Actually, we do not.
Okay.
We find, you see, we're trying to bring the general public in and mm-hmm. educate them. So, mm-hmm. But the Brooklyn Horticultural Society, they're interested in gardening year-round. Right,
right.
But I find the general public, not to be too interested in gardening by the time you get out of the spring season.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's hard to pull them in.
You know,
you're bringing in a really good speaker. Not that all speakers aren't good. They
are.
Each individual one. But, you know, and we're just like, oh, my goodness, this isn't working well. We can't change the public's view of gardening. Spring is gardening and fall is not gardening.
Right. Although sometimes I work with so many clients that sometimes the fall is when they make the mistakes, you know, they trim things that they shouldn't have trimmed and you know, so sometimes I think there is, and I know, you know, it's just kind of my one little comment, and all cities do it. They all kind of focus on the spring, and you're right, because interest might be waning a little bit, but yet that's when the gardeners kind of make the mistakes, right?
Right.
So sometimes I think if we could convince them and see the importance of having some, you know, some help at the end of their season, you know, I'm not a big put the garden to bed person. I think, you know, we should leave things out. I was just at a garden on Saturday and he's, you know, was pointing at these hydrangeas that he said didn't come back. And it was like they were chopped to the ground. Like I had to move soil to find the little, and I'm like, no, these aren't dead. These are just cut way, 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 way back, you know, especially for their first year. And they had just been newly planted and then someone cut them right, you know, to the ground. And so, you know, I think sometimes the fall is a good time to kind of, if we could catch people, you know, how to wrap their Japanese maple properly, different things like that.
Yes.
But I agree. I think it's challenging because I think, you know, what is it, Labor Day and the Halloween stuff is out. And then, you know, October 1st, the Christmas stuff is out, you know. So, of course, we lose people. But they still have to kind of, you know, they're still thinking they need to put their gardens to bed. So food for thought there.
Well, it is indeed, yes. I know that garden centers, and we mm-hmm. have a couple locally here in Whitby, that they do offer fall seminars free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that kind of gets them into the garden center. And I don't know how well received they are.
Yeah.
I really couldn't tell you. But.
Yeah.
I do know that spring people are hungry for information.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, I'm so glad we were able to share with our listeners all about this program. And like I mentioned, that since we have listeners from all over, I'm sure many have programs that are similar, and it always is good to learn from each other. So if you mm-hmm. have any ideas or suggestions for something that your community does or have tried and you want to pass that on, then please send them my way. And I'd be happy to share them with Sue because we're always looking to learn from other people, right?
Indeed.
Excellent. And we do have one email, Sue. Carol Chase from Hamilton, actually. She's saying she's enjoying the show and she's looking forward to taking the tour with her family all the way from Hamilton. So that's very nice.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think we'll be glad to have her.
That's great, too. I think there are a lot of people that love all, you know, they kind of scout out the area of where there's garden tours and that they can participate in.
They do.
So,
and this one being free is awesome.
Yes, because, definitely.
You know, most of them you have to buy a $25 ticket
yes,
for.
Yes, you do.
Like that. But they are a lot of work to put them together. Mm-hmm. And so, but we're really glad to do it. We just want to celebrate people's gardens and the work that they put into it and the money they put into
it. Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to promote while we're here? We want to make sure everybody checks out the website, of course, so whitby.ca/whitbyinbloom. But is there, as we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, one thing that's come across to us is a new program that's called the Highway of Heroes Tree Tribute. And you know how we've had the ice storm mm-hmm. and we lost a lot of trees. We've had the Emerald Ash Borer. We've lost trees there. And so we're trying to get but Whitby and Bloom is wanting to encourage people to go to the HOHT.ca, I think it is, Highway of Heroes Tree Tribute. And it's one tree will be planted for every fallen soldier since Confederation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 117,000 trees going to be planted along the Highway of Heroes. So that'll be from, you know, Toronto right out to Trenton.
Wonderful.
And, of course, Whitby is part of that. We have a long stretch of 401 right through here.
Yeah.
So that's the other piece and that we're now getting excited about. And talking to our counselors and talking to the Rotary
Excellent.
And people like that. So
maybe
cause for you to have another show just to talk about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the gentlemen working on that, his name is Scott, I believe.
It is Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he and I have been playing phone tag. It's so funny. And we've kind of around Canada Blooms and Landscape Ontario Congress and stuff. We've been playing phone tag, trying to arrange. He's a very busy guy and he's working so hard on this program. So I definitely have that pencil in as a topic for the show. So thank you very much for telling us about it. And you're right. All of Durham Region pretty much has such a stretch of the highway.
We do.
You know, so I think it's really important that we play a big, big part in that program. So I think it's wonderful.
And the trees aren't going to be just planted on the highway boulevard, by
mm-hmm.
the way. They're 1 kilometer north or 1 kilometer south. So because I live in Port Whitby, and I can sometimes hear the 401, planting in my backyard can also qualify.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But they just want to get those out there and increase that tree canopy that we've
mm-hmm.
lost so,
mm-hmm.
oh, that ice storm.
And yeah.
All the different insects. Boars and
yes,
stuff.
And the development, right? You mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I know that's good, but yet it's sad too when you drive up Taunton Road and you're like, "Wow, where did those trees go?" Or, you know, I know there's a whole stretch. I think even, I don't know if it's technically Durham, but I know my girlfriend and I went to the Peterborough Garden Show this year and we were coming back on the highway and we both kind of like did it, like the car even swerved because there was this whole stretch of where they'd chopped down all the Austrian pines along to the right of this highway. And it was like, whoa, where did that come from? You know, so.
And they're so great for birds.
I know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So definitely, I think, there's so many great aspects of the Highway of Heroes tree program. So I think that's wonderful. So thank you for mentioning it. And thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Excellent. And I look forward to meeting you in person because I have met you. But
and
talking to you more about the different programs we have going on in Durham. So that's wonderful. So thanks again, Sue.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Thanks
bye-bye.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, there you have it. So even though, like I said, this was a local program that's happening here in Durham Region and specifically Whitby, I'm sure many of our listeners have a program similar in their community. Whether you are a part of it or you're not sure if your city has one, then that's something to go out and learn about, because there's lots of different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were telling me a little bit how Oshawa does
has it.
You know,
yeah.
Oshawa has something.
Yep.
And even though they all kind of are like, you know, Pickering
related,
and Bloom
kinda,
and Whitby
yeah.
and Bloom and Oshawa and Bloom, they all still can have their, they evolve and they can all have their own little spin.
That, you know what we, what else we have?
What
Control
else?
Room in Bloom.
Oh, that's right.
A beautiful plant that you gave
I
me.
Know.
It's doing amazing.
It looks like it's like, have you done something different lately? Because it really has kind of really.
Just watered
yeah,
it.
Excellent.
That's all
Considering
I do.
No natural light,
we
continue to be
beautiful.
Successful.
I love it.
That's
it's
great.
Grown so much.
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Well, and the gardens are starting. It's, you know, we almost mm-hmm. need, we went from being too wet to now we almost need a little bit
dry,
more dry.
Yeah.
But I know I did a little walk around that mine is still a little bit behind.
I
noticed things are just coming up. So everybody, again, we talked a little bit about that, about
mm-hmm.
patience.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
But the nighttime temperatures are still pretty cool.
Cold, yeah.
Yeah. And as we talk about the grass seeds, so all mm-hmm. those keeners out there that want to spread their grass seed, mm-hmm. then they can hold off.
Yep. I'm holding off on mine.
Yeah. Because, you know, the seed's just not going to germinate.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Yeah. And my newsletter came out last week. So you can check me out at on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Or on my website. And again, if you have any tips and suggestions for different community things that have worked well in your community program, please email me at joanne@downtoearth2.ca. And we can, you know, pass that on. And I really enjoyed sharing all the hard work that goes into the Whitby and Bloom program. And I think it's wonderful how connected it is with town council. I think
absolutely.
That is definitely a way to be productive.
Working together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So next week, we'll definitely be talking about garden. So get your gardening questions ready. I'll be here. The phone lines will be open and email. So if you have any questions,
mm-hmm.
if you have pictures, if you need some ID, you know, send them in. Again, joanne@downtoearth.ca or here in the studio at instudio101@gmail.com here at Reality Radio. And I'd be happy to help with the questions next week. So
excellent.
Excellent. So thank you, everybody, once again for joining me down the garden path.
Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.